Bruno Latour, who is one of the most well-known French intellectuals nowadays, is very difficult to circumscribe. One can ask, tell, say that he's a philosopher particularly interested in epistemology, that is, the theory of knowledge, this the philosophical study of the process of acquiring knowledge. But in fact, Bruno Latour is at core and by his training mostly a sociologist or even an anthropologist, an ethnographer. Except he does not study some exotic foreign cultures, let's say in the Amazonian forest. He's much more interested in technology and science, contemporary modern technology and science. So he studies very often, and he indeed started by his career by studying scientists at work. His first book that you can see on the left side of the screen was based on his ethnological study of a laboratory in San Diego, California. He was studying some scientists who were doing scientific work in neuroendocrinology as if he were studying some kind of specific tribe in some remote part of the world. And he transposed later on this way of studying science and technology to France and to the history of science in France, except he didn't study the history of science in France as a normal, so to speak, historian of science would do. But he studied with this kind of anthropological and philosophical perspective. And most importantly, he devoted a book to Pasteur's discoveries of microorganisms. But again, he didn't study Pasteur in the perspective of the development of, let's say, biology or life science. He studied Pasteur as a social agent, as a political even agent. He studied the network of relationships that Pasteur had with farmers, with politicians, with the public, with social and political organizations, and how Pasteur managed to present his scientific discoveries to the public, to the world, in a certain way, constructing, so to speak, the reality of microorganism, of microbes, and putting that reality, that scientific reality, in the consciousness of the public. This way of studying a scientist or a scientific work amidst in the context of different kind of political, social, cultural forces is very characteristic to Bruno Latour, and it is based on a theory called the actor network theory. Latour likes to see reality as a network of actors, of, so to speak, agents who may be human or not. Among, for instance, those actors in Pasteur's case were social and political institutions, but also, for instance, the animals that were the source of samples, let's say, of tissue samples that Pasteur was using. In this way, Bruno Latour is one of the founders of a new discipline that he likes to call, he and his colleagues like to call science studies. That is a kind of anthropological, ethnographical, political, social study of science and technology.